I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show, and courtesy of Progressive Insurance, Big John, the dancing trucker, is here. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. All right, tell us about Big John. Who is Big John? What do you do?
Well, like you said, I'm Big John, the dancing trucker. I'm a professional truck driver, and dancing is my passion.
Wow.
Back in 2011, I lost 100 pounds doing Zumba classes, and I got certified as a Zumba instructor.
Wow.
And now I'm trying to inspire truck drivers to get out there and move.
Yeah, get out there, and let's, in fact, let's do something healthy for a change.
Yeah.
And you mentioned doing Zumba. By the way, you guys are part of the Health Pavilion this year at GATS. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm partnering with Progressive Commercial Insurance this year for their second annual Trucker Health Month initiative, raising awareness to get truck drivers out there. And Progressive Commercial is also handing out recipes. They're going to have actually a truck driver up there cooking some healthy recipes.
Nice.
And kind of just letting these guys know that they can eat right and they can get healthy out there on the road.
You know, and that's the thing I think that has been the probably a misnomer. And certainly, it Big John, back in the day, it was the case. It was truly hard to find healthy things on the road. But I think there's a lot to find, even in some of the restaurants. While the buffet may not be the healthiest choice, you can still find some healthy things not only at the restaurants, but at truck stops at the counter now, if you know what to look for. So if you're giving drivers advice, Big John, as to maybe they're going to stock their snacks or stock their fridge in their truck and they stop at a truck stop, is there something that you tell them to look out for and stay away from? What would your advice be?
Sure. My advice would be, first and foremost, just control what you eat.
Yeah.
And that means packing it along and taking it along with you. Have a cooler in your cab.
Sure.
Controlling what you even drink. Put more waters in there.
Right, right.
And lean meats and you know, portion control.
Sure.
I mean, I can still have pizza, but one piece, right?
Sure,
not
right.
Five.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Just have a taste of the pizza. Enjoy a piece, but don't go crazy on it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, and just hearing, I've been doing this job almost 20 years, John, and just the feedback I get from drivers, it's been, well, when I'm on the road, I get bored. Or if I get tired, I feel like I need a snack, I need this, I need that. There's a couple of things there. First of all, you shouldn't eat just because you're bored.
Right.
You need to eat for the right kind of energy. But also, once you start getting healthier, and I'm sure you can attest to this, once you start getting healthier, you have that natural energy. You don't need to be eating all of these unhealthy snacks for that quick burst of energy.
Correct. And that's a good point. I mean, multiple times eat throughout the day. You know, don't skip breakfast. Breakfast
right.
is huge. A lot of people, you know, drink a cup of coffee and they're on their way, you
yeah.
know. Get some nutrition, oatmeal, some kind of nuts, some kind of almonds, just, you know, fruit. I'm a big fruit guy. I love fruit.
So,
just eat multiple times. Get that metabolism burning. You know, just, you
right.
know, I've lost 8 pounds in my sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. That metabolism
just going
that fat up.
Yeah, exactly. Now you talk about being able to get up there and actually cook some recipes here at GATS and demonstrate. The point would be is that when you're at home, think ahead about maybe how long you're going to be out there, and maybe you can't put every meal in that fridge, but you can put some really good things in that fridge that will keep you away from the unhealthy stuff. So what are some of the recipes? Do you have any off the top of your head that you like in terms of healthy recipes that you can cook at home, put it in a container, and put in that truck fridge?
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing I think of first is grilled chicken.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big chicken guy myself, and grilled chicken, and that's the thing with food. You could always spice it up with
right.
a little hot sauce, little spices here and there.
Sure.
And put it in a baggie, put it in a cooler, and you're set. You know, maybe a little turkey.
Yeah.
It don't have to be Thanksgiving, right?
Right, exactly.
Throw your turkey in at home, cut that bad boy up.
Yeah.
You can have turkey sandwiches.
Absolutely.
You know, that stuff, I mean, that's better than a cheeseburger.
It's really great lean meat.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying, and you'll find that more often than not, you'll start, and maybe you can attest to this as well, you'll start craving that instead of craving the cheeseburger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you start eating. It's one day at a time. You know, we all take baby steps at first.
Yep.
But you just keep, it's repetitive. Just keep doing it. Keep refusing those urges of big, you know, big bowls of ice cream or,
right.
You know, some of us are salt people. Some of us are sugar people.
Yeah.
So just wean yourself down and,
right.
You know, a lot of times for sweets, I'll eat 2 marshmallows.
Right,
you
sure.
Know, just 2 marshmallows.
Right.
That's enough. I was like, oh, wow.
It's enough. It satisfies the sweet tooth.
That's why, you know, and I didn't have to eat that Hershey bar.
Exactly.
So.
And again, also about what you buy and what you keep in the truck. Because if you buy the big family size bag of potato chips, chances are you're going to go through that bag yourself. Nobody else in that truck to help you eat it.
That's right. That's
you know?
Right.
So it's really great. Congratulations on your weight loss.
Thank you.
This is not just about feeling better, which is ultimately important, and looking better. It's also about your health overall, which allows you to be more productive in your job as a trucker, but then in your downtime gives you more energy at home with your family or your hobbies or whatever you want to do.
And
that has to be good for people that have done what you have done and achieved that weight loss.
Yeah, I mean, you can truly enjoy every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about safety out there on the road with 80,000
right.
pounds.
Yeah.
With all that responsibility.
Right, right.
Being sleepy, not feeling joggy, being bloated. And
right.
It's just, we have a lot of responsibilities. Truck drivers, let's do the best we can to be healthier truck drivers.
I mean, exactly.
Without your health, you have nothing.
Exactly.
What's it matter how big your paycheck is?
Yeah.
If your health is declining constantly.
Yeah, because you'll take anything you might have in savings will go to fixing the problems that you have with your health. If you're healthier, it will help you save money overall. Cooking these meals at home and taking some of those with you, that helps you save money on the road. So you can give yourself a raise and give yourself a better quality of life as well. We want to thank Progressive Insurance for letting you stop by today. Continued success on your journey, Big John. And thank you for helping get the word out at the Health Pavilion this year at the Great American Trucking Show, courtesy of Progressive. We appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.